Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Diva Major Lives and Friends. Tonight we are very excited to have Peter Reckel joining us. Peter plays Beau Brady on the show. So please call in and talk to Peter. This is the first time he's on Blog Talk Radio, so this is your first chance to talk to him. Our call number is 914-338-1239. Press 1 if you want to talk to Peter, and you can also use that number to listen to the show. But press number 2, and that way you can just listen if you don't, you're feeling shy, you don't feel like talking to Peter. So thanks for coming, Peter. We're so happy to have you.
Hey, thank you so much for inviting me.
Hey, tonight we have our co-host, Anna. She'll be call screening.
Hello.
Marianne.
Hello.
And
hi,
Peter.
Hey, how's it
hi.
Going?
Hi.
Hi. Well, the first question everybody wants to know is if there's any hope for you returning today. So we miss you.
Yeah, yes, and I miss the show an awful lot, and that is the big question for the last couple of years. The show has been an amazing place for me for many, many years, and I wouldn't have traded that experience for anything. As time goes on, as I've said in a couple interviews, when I first came to the show, some of the veterans had to sort of move aside and support me, and they did that very graciously, and I appreciate them for that. And now looking back on that experience when I first came to the show and kind of became, you know, one of the focal points of the writing, I look back on that now and see myself in the same place as those who were on the show before me, and want to be graceful like they were and say, okay, you guys take over the show, and that's what the writers do, and apparently that's the way daytime works, because the last few years I was on the show, I sort of took a back seat to other, you know, storylines and supporting them. And in doing that, my whole life changed because I had a child. And after a couple of years of supporting other people's storylines and just sort of hanging in there in the background of the show, one day I was sitting there going, okay, I missed my daughter's first this, I missed my daughter's first that, I missed my daughter's first, you know, and that list started to grow over a couple of years, and I just sort of weighed things out and was like, okay, I'm here supporting other people, not really being fulfilled as an actor and not really excited about it on one hand, or being home and having another astounding, amazing job of being dad, which has turned out to be, like I said, just a lot of fun and pretty exciting. Weighing those two things out, I just said, okay, it wasn't really a choice. And then the show sort of, and I felt that way for a couple of years, and then the show sort of gave me an out and said, okay, if you want to stay, you've got to do a certain few things, you know, as far as storyline, take even less storyline and have less days working and less money and things of that nature. And I just saw Beau kind of fading into the woodwork, and that's not how I felt about Beau and doing the character. And I always wanted to be excited about coming into work. And before it got to a point of me not enjoying waking up in the morning and knowing that I'm going to work and being excited about it and giving it all my energy, I figured I better say thank you for an amazing time, days of our lives. Thank you to the fans for being such supportive fans. Let's take this opportunity and go do something else in my life.
Were you disappointed on the way they exited, though? I mean, are you happy that, well, he's still alive. It's a year later. I mean, did you want to go out in a blaze of glory or have, like, some great Emmy bait type of ending for Bo, or are you okay with him just leaving town?
That was pretty disappointing. I've, you know, watched other actors when they've left the show and they've, like you said, had Emmy-winning storylines, and that is still a sore point for me to have the writers do it the way they did it. You know, Mom had some great stuff to do, but kind of being in, you know, once again in the background of somebody else's storyline when I left was, you know, this is very disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it showed me, you know, how much they respect actors. And I saw a couple actors, you know, brilliant, substantial actors before me being let go in ways that were not very gracious also. So it was, and, you know, seeing the machinery of Days of Our Lives work in that manner was disappointing. And, you know, for years wondering, how are they going to handle my exit from the show? And when they handled it in such a disappointing manner, it was very difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was disappointing to the fans, too.
Well, and that's the most important part is the fans are the reason the show is on the air right now. And you know, more and more people are leaving. I don't, you know, I haven't really paid attention in the last year and a half since I've been gone, but while I was there, the audience was dwindling rather quickly. And for them to just disappoint the fans in such a manner, you know, I was telling myself, well, maybe they're doing it because they think I'm going to come back, or they're doing it in such a manner, you know, it, all those kinds of things really didn't make sense to me in the end, the final thoughts of that.
Yeah, Bo is such an iconic character and a big part of Days of Our Lives that I think, you know, the way it was handled wasn't very good, and people are just, you know, Salem isn't quite the same without Bo there. I think something's missing. So
yeah.
I know a lot of fans would like to see him come back.
Yeah. Yeah,
is there a way you would like to see him? Would you like to come back? Would you come back?
I actually talked to Ken Cordade, the owner of the show, three or four months ago. And when somebody in that position speaks to you and tells you what they're offering you, in the many years experience I've had there, you know, when they say they're going to give you a certain amount of money or a certain amount of guarantee of working and things of that nature, and I have learned that those are indications of how much storyline you're going to get and
mm-hmm.
how important you are to the show. And when those indications aren't very, you know, they just weren't what I had hoped they would be. And so we really, you know, when I guess they wanted my face to be there for the 50th anniversary, and I would have wanted it to be more than that. So, you know, not to be just one of the faces in the crowd.
Well, I know the fans would want more than that, too.
Yeah, and that's the thing, for them to be continually disappointed in that. And you know, I thought, okay, this is my time to go out and see what else is out there. And, you know, like so many other actors have, and like I've done in the past. And and it's a perfect time for me. You know, I get to be with my daughter for a while here. You know, girls are girls, and soon she'll be like, "Daddy, leave me alone. I'm gonna go meet my girlfriend."
And, they grow up too fast.
Yeah,
too fast.
Yeah, incredibly fast. And so I was like, you know, let me enjoy this time with my incredible daughter, and down the road I'll be able to. That's the crazy, wacky thing to me is the daytime. You watch old movies and actors who are my age were the main actors on the movies and things, and in daytime now the actors just come into their prime and they're spit out like they're worthless, and so it's weird to me. But hey, new doors are opening, and hopefully those fans of mine will be just as excited to see me in other projects.
Now, you've tweeted a lot of places that you and Loden have been visiting on your time off. Like, you've been going places.
This last year we took time and traveled all over the place, and you know, took her home to see my mom and dad in Michigan, and camped out for a couple of weeks and hung out with them, and we went to Paris. We've been up to Port. We've just been all over Costa Rica, just traveling a lot because it was She went into kindergarten this year, and so once they go into school, you know, you're really dictated by their schedule. So we wanted to take a year and just travel around and see some things that were on our list to do before she's locked down into a public school schedule.
Mm-hmm. What was some of your favorite stops along the way?
Well, Costa Rica was astounding. It's just an amazing place, you know, out in this beautiful ocean, and we were boogie boarding for the first time, and Loden was, you know, just seeing her face when she'd come up from tumbling in a wave, and, "Daddy, let's do it again," you know, those kind of moments that are just precious. And, you know, another thing, I don't know if anybody believes in this, but I certainly do now. We went to Paris and we flew all, you know, it took forever to get there. And we get to our hotel and we're starving. So we go down into a small little restaurant around the corner. And Loden walks in and goes, she looks around and goes, "Mommy, Daddy, they changed it." We're like, "What are you talking about?" "They changed," and she was talking about the decor of this restaurant. We're like, "What?" And she was all upset because it looked prettier before, "Daddy." I don't know. And we're like, and then partway into the meal, Kelly had to go to the restroom, and Loden said, "Here, I'll show you where it is." She took her down this, and I don't know if you've been in Paris, but they're, you know, really old buildings, and everything kind of cramped, and she took her down this hallway and down some steps and made some turns down in the basement and led her to this bathroom. And it was like, okay, she was here in a past life or something.
Wow.
It was just, you know, fun things like that.
You're
wow. Just like,
so
whoa,
cool.
This is crazy.
Smart little girl. Yeah.
Yeah. Someplace, you know. And, you know, skipping down the sidewalk at, you know, because it was just before Christmas and with all the Christmas lights and it's snowing and freezing and we're just having a great time. You know, things like that you just can't replace.
Mm-hmm. Oh, our friends in the chat room, they were discussing General Hospital, and I don't know if you know what's going on with them. They've been writing a lot for their veterans, especially the actors that really at their stamp on the show back in the 80s. And the ratings they're doing unbelievably well. They were number one in 18 to 49-year-old women last week. They actually passed up Young and the Restless in that demographic. First time, I think, two or three years, Young and the Restless was the number one. So they're doing a great job. On Twitter, I see people just constantly praising General Hospital during and after the episodes. And Days of Writing has improved. The storylines are faster, but they're still focusing on just a few characters, and that's the main complaint of most people. So I'm hoping Days looks at what General Hospital is doing and does the same thing and incorporates more veterans and have veteran storylines instead of just being in supporting, like you were discussing.
Well, they know how to use all their actors together. Incorporate.
The thing that just surprises me, and I've said over and over, is that when daytime was in its heyday, it was when us veterans were doing our work. And now those people who were mostly in college or high school or, young Americans are now the 30, 40-year-olds, and they're the mothers of households, and they're the ones that make decisions about what we buy and stuff like that, and to not cater to those veteran fans just is kind of to me.
Sadly, they don't listen to the fans. They don't.
Well,
I don't.
Creative people don't like to be told what to do, I guess.
What to do. Especially writers.
Or they think they know best when they really don't.
They think they know what. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the actor knows what's best for the character, I think.
Especially if they
created the character or made it their own. I know the writers create it in a sense, but.
Well, back then it really was. The producers and writers had an idea who Bo and Hope were. But the amazing thing that the writers and producers did at that time is looked at the actors who were playing those roles and wrote for our strengths. And that's how the characters were built. They didn't say, well, this is what we want with the character and you got to do it. It was, because we were doing it 5 days a week and every show for whatever it was, three years. That's how you built such, strong characters. And then the fans just were so dedicated to them. And I don't know that they're doing that anymore.
Yes. Did you audition for Bo? How did you get that role?
Yeah, I just did the same thing that, everybody does and went through whatever it was, 3 or 4 auditions and they put you on tape, and you go in and work with one of the actors, and it was just the same thing that every other actor does, going to hundreds of auditions, and finally, this is a great one. I get to go and be put on tape. Yippee! And the funny thing was, I was taking Taekwondo at the time and martial art, and I went in and I was like, hey, you guys, we were doing a sparring that day, and I said, don't hit me. It was like a regular one of those actor things. Don't hit my face. I'm going in for an audition tomorrow. They're going to put me on tape. And there it goes. Somebody hit me in the face. I went in with a black eye. Oh, wow.
That might have helped, though.
Hey, I was
going to
say, with Bo, that was perfect.
It was in character.
Yeah,
the rebel.
It might have helped. Mm-hmm. It did. The energy was there, and you're right, it probably did help.
Yeah. Well, I know this is Anna, and I just have to say, I don't normally don't get nervous with interviews, but I'm like so all of a sudden went back to my like high school days or something when I heard your voice earlier. But you, for a lot of people, you and Christian sort of define their high school, college years. And, I mean, it must feel amazing to be part of an iconic, to be an iconic character on a show and known, for so many years and everything. And it's an honor to get to talk with you tonight. So, anyway, we definitely miss you and definitely the show's not complete without you, for sure.
Well, thank you so much for that. But I got to tell you, it's so humbling, and to know that, and that you were part of so many people's lives, and so when I was out traveling and stuff, when I was on the show and doing charity work and stuff like that, and you see somebody who comes up to you and says, "I can walk because of you," and I'm like, "What?" And they say, yeah, I was in this terrible car crash, and the doctor said I'd never walk, and the physical therapist knew I loved daytime TV or Days of Our Lives, and they would come in and say, you're not going to watch Days of Our Lives unless you get up out of that bed and come and do spirit therapy.
There you go.
And then,
that is cool.
Yeah, and this woman not only got up and did her therapy every day, but she became a bodybuilder or something, you know, competed in those competitions. You know, and it's astounding when you hear stories like that, and you're like I said, it's just humbling. I mean, I got goosebumps telling the story again.
That's so, neat. Wow. It's a neat thing to feel like you're part of people's history. I mean, that's the thing. It sounds kind of silly because they may have never met you, but you're part of their history, part of the landscape of their lives. And so it's a
landscape of their life. I like that. And I think it's even deep. It's when we were pregnant with Loden, I would always talk to her, you know, when she was in Kelly's belly, and, you know, and read to her and stuff like that. And then once Loden was born and saw how she recognized my voice and she was comfortable with me because of that connection, I was like, oh, my God, how many pregnant women sit and watch daytime TV?
they start early, yes. Very early. Yeah.
A lot of babies around the country are very comfortable hearing your name and your voice, Peter.
Right.
Oh, man, that's a bit weird.
Yeah. Peter, this is Marianne, and I've been watching Day since, like, 1968, so I go, like, way back. And I always, you know, loved the show, and I grew up with the show. And I just wanted to ask you about Frances Reed. I always loved the relationship between Beau and Mrs. H. And I just wanted to know how you got along with Frances Reed and what she taught you and if you had any funny stories about her. We all heard what a character she could be. So did you want to share anything about Frances Reed?
Yeah, I do. Thank you for that mm-hmm. question, because she is still an inspiration. We have a picture of her up in our living room right now. Kelly and I were at some event, and somebody took a picture. I think it was Greg Ming, actually, who took a picture of the three of us just laughing. Frances was telling a story, and Kelly and I are just laughing our butts off. But that's what she was. I mean, she came into Days of Our Lives just, you know, she was a stage actress and was going to do this thing for a year, or actually just a couple of months. And, you know, it turned out to be, you know, that she did for the rest of her life. And the reason she was inspirational to me is the kind of complaints that I had about things that were happening on the show, the writing or other actors or the directing or something like that, were the same things that she had. And I was like, well, I guess I'm not so far off base, because this woman who was but we also had the same sense of humor. The last few years, we would always get in trouble because she wasn't working an awful lot, and so when she came on the set, she and I would just start cracking up about things, and they'd have to, all right, another take, and we'd get halfway through it, and we'd be crying because we're laughing so hard about something, and you know, daytime, you have to get it done, and you have to get it done quick, but I would cherish the moments I had with her, because she's an astounding woman.
That's always loved the relationship between her and Beau, you know, it was just like her grandson, like when she married Beau, and that was always fun to watch.
Yeah, and having that kind of relationship, you know, they're so focused on, you know, babies getting kidnapped or whatever. It's like, why can't you have these, you know, another relationship that was, you know, one of the strongest relationships when I first came on the show was the brother relationship. Roman and Beau were just, that was a powerful, powerful relationship, and the two of them with their father and, you know, Mrs. A, those kinds of family relationships were just they were an integral part of the show, and the Bo and Hope relationship was kind of the nucleus, but all those other relationships were just, you know, very integral in that, you know, Bo and Hope relationship.
Well, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I loved your relationship with the siblings, especially Patsy came on after you, and I just remember, I think the first time she appeared on the screen with you, I think she basically like jumped on top of you. It was such just the cutest thing, seeing it just felt like it was a real sibling bond between Kimberly and Bo and you and Wayne and you and Josh and Mary Beth. And that's what I loved about the Braves. You guys really did seem like a family and a team, and really did seem like siblings. And that is important. And I think shows sometimes do forget about family relationships and friendships. And they're kind of too concentrated, like you said, on babies or relationships or triangles. They kind of forget about the bonds that we all have.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what adds the depth to those other relationships, in my opinion, and especially when you have a show that, I don't know if the Bradys are even around anymore on the show, but they sort of, the Brady family grew after I came on the show, and it was just, you know, it was quite a bond, and, you know, working with Peggy was astounding, you know, almost all my Emmy, you know, we'd have to put together a reel for the Emmys every year, mm-hmm. and almost every year my scenes, you know, even though Peggy and I didn't work together that much, my scenes with Peggy were the ones that I would submit, because there was so much depth with that mother son, you know,
yeah.
and complications, you know, there was just with Victor being my dad, and that, you know,
yeah.
it was had so many different colors to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Peggy, didn't she submit the scenes with you for her Emmy nomination last year?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I think it was the scene where I think she was confusing Bo with Sean Senior. I thought that's what it was, but yeah. I mean, she's just amazing. And yeah, my favorite storyline is the whole Victor, Bo, and Caroline thing. That was just mind-blowing at the time. It's one of those things you're so glad they really weren't spoilers back then. I just, to this day, it's still one of my favorites. That was such a huge moment. It's such a shake-up for Bo and Hope and how they're going to deal with that. And Kimberly was really involved in that storyline, and Shane, and it was just phenomenal.
Yeah, they really told stories that would, I mean, they used to have these Bibles. The writers had these Bibles that were, you know, they would extend for 2-3 years the storyline, and you know, I don't know. I would never. I cannot imagine what a writer goes through. I don't know how they do what they do, and I don't mean to rag on them, but 'cause really, if you're a good writer, it's I don't know, you know, so many characters and so many different storylines that have to intertwine year after year. So it's kudos to them, because I certainly couldn't do it.
Okay, I'm going to start taking some callers. We have some people waiting.
Okay,
Jace Justin, you're on with Peter.
Hello. Hi, Peter. How are you doing?
I'm pretty darn good. How about you, man?
I'm great. I'm excited to talk to you. I've been a fan of yours for 30 years. I was in elementary school when Bo and Hope got married. And when I was growing up, Days of Our Lives was Bo and Hope, Steve and Kayla, and Kim and Shane. So I have a lot of good memories of watching you. I remember Bo kidnapping Hope from the wedding. I remember Britta. I remember Megan. That kind of leads me into my question. My favorite storyline ever in Days of Our Lives history was when Bo found out that Victor was his father. So my question for you is, what is your favorite storyline that Bo was involved in?
Oh, that's interesting how we were just talking about that. That would be very difficult because, you know, if you're talking about romance, then the New Orleans storyline was pretty astounding. That was great. Talking about just plain rip your guts out storyline with Zach and, you know, the complications and just talk about a layered storyline, and that was just recently, comparatively. Mm-hmm. That was pretty astounding. It would be difficult to have a favorite because there are just so many different ones that were so much fun to do just because whether it was romance or rip your guts out or fighting that was the fun part of playing Bo was all the different colors that I got to do.
Okay, well, I really appreciate you talking to us, and I really miss you on days. You're one of my favorites, but I certainly respect your decision to want to move on to something else.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, and hopefully pretty soon you'll get to see me in something else.
Okay, yay. Thanks, Peter.
Well, thanks, Justin. Do you have any future plans that you'd like to share with us?
I've been kind of teasing people about a movie that I am involved in for the last couple of years, and we're at another one of those. Hey, it's going to go this January, but that's happened for a couple of years. So I'm not really. I'm just once they say okay, you got your plane ticket or whatever, or the contract is signed, then I'll let everybody know about it.
Yeah, it's always a jinx.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I still had a question about the whole motorcycle scene with you riding off with Hope. Did you ride the motorcycle yourself? I mean, did you ride beforehand, or did you have to learn to ride it to do that scene, or do you still ride motorcycles?
It's funny because we went to we're at the studio and yes, I did ride motorcycles before that to answer part of that question, but we had to take the motorcycle from the studio to this park where we shot the scene, and I said, well, I'll just ride it, and I don't know if you recall, but the motorcycle looked like a police motorcycle, and so I jumped on it, and I was going down the freeway, and I'd already put my costume on and stuff, and all of a sudden, a motorcycle cop pulled up behind me and turns on his lights. I'm like, oh, sugar. I was my wardrobe, so I didn't have my driver's license on me. I didn't have anything. And I pull over, and he comes up to me and starts talking to me. I'm like, hey, look, man, I'm just going up to Griffith Park here because we're doing this scene for Days of Our Lives. And he's looking at me like, yeah, right. You know, and how I looked back then, I had all my leather on and stuff, my wild hair. He was just looking at me like I was drunk or on drugs or something. And I was very, very fortunate that Shelley Curtis, one of our producers at the time, who was basically responsible for Bo and Hope because she was really behind us, and she pulled up. And that kind of made things worse right at first because there he is grilling me, some wacko on a motorcycle that looked like a police motorcycle, and then another car pulls up behind him, and he's getting nervous. And so she helped corroborate my story that we were just going, and he didn't stop me for speeding or anything. He just stopped me because I looked weird or something. So that started the day off pretty exciting.
So they were profiling Brady's back then? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Merchant Marines? I don't know.
Yeah. Weird.
Okay, I'm going to bring on Sabina. Sabina?
Hi, Peter. It's Sabina.
Hi, Sabina.
Oh, well, it was a pleasure meeting you at the Brady Soiree last year. I thoroughly enjoyed getting to meet you. I've been a huge fan since about 90, and I've always felt the show exudes family, and like all your stories have said, and I just want to tell you how big a fan I am, and I do miss you, but I do support your wishes as far as wanting to leave and be with your daughter and wife, and I commend you on all accounts, and I look forward to whatever projects you do have coming up. because I'll be watching no matter what. So, but you've always been a fantastic actor and one of my favorites on Days, and I've been always a huge fan and supporter of Days, no matter what. I definitely want the veterans back, though. I mean, I keep pulling for Patrick Muldoon to come back, and that still hasn't happened. So, but it's all your stories have been amazing. I've enjoyed listening in on, and I'm not quite sure what I want to ask you now. I was hoping I'd think of something really great to ask you, but I think a lot of my questions have been pretty much answered. So.
Well, the things that you're saying are the things that I am humbled by, because there are so many people like yourself that you know that feel the same. And the part that touches me the most is when you say, "Yeah, I will support you in whatever else you do." And I understand, you know, even though from your point of view, it'd be better if I was on the show, for you to really step back and say, "Okay, here's an actor that I love and respect, and I will follow you wherever." I've run out of words. That's amazing to me, and I appreciate that so much. You'll never know.
Oh well, thank you. That makes me feel so wonderful as well. Like I said, I loved meeting you and Kelly at the Brady Soiree. It's all been a dream come true. All of my favorite actors from Days that I've gotten to meet so far, and the rest that I'm hoping to meet one day. Again, like I said, I feel like even more a part of the family of Days than I ever did before, because of meeting everybody and because everybody has been so warm and genuine and down to earth. And I just adore everybody, and including you. And good luck in everything, and I look forward to whatever movie or anything else that comes about.
All right, thank you.
I also wanted to tell you, I tweeted the picture of the two of us from the Brady Soiree, if you ever get a chance to see that.
Okay, thanks for doing that.
All right, well, thank you for talking
with
us.
Thanks, Savina.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, and we're going to go with Sandy next. Sandy, you're on with Peter.
Yeah. Hi, Peter. How are you?
Hey, Sandy. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I met you a couple years ago in Chicago, and you were just so sweet. Thank you. They were trying to, everybody wanted their pictures taken with you guys, and you guys were behind the table, and you were so wonderful to come around to the front of the table to have your pictures taken. That was amazing.
Yeah, it's always fun. I love doing things like that and getting out and really getting a feel of what the fans want and what they like. And even though I don't have control over the storyline, I have control over the way I portray Bo. And to hear what people like or dislike, it was very, very helpful to me. And to just feel the passion in their voices and how much they appreciate Bo. It was always exciting and interesting for me to go out and say hi to you guys.
Yeah, security freaked out a little bit, but that was okay.
That happens every now and then.
I was going to tell you a quick story of when I was there in Chicago. I don't know if you remember. It was at the garden show up there, and it was Deidre and Greg and you and Eddie and Christian, everybody was there. And they had tables out front. It was like on the second day. I don't know if you remember that. But there was a gentleman sitting there at a table, and we were waiting in line, and he told me to sit down. But he told me he was your dad. And
really?
I was like, okay. And he said, yeah, I'm just sitting here waiting, you know. He goes, I don't get into this too much. And I was like, okay. So he just sat there reading his paper, and I sat there about 10 minutes, and security came over and, like, you know, told us we needed to move. They were going to move the tables. And I kind of looked at him like, hey, like, he's telling Peter's dad to move. Like, what the heck? And anyway, so the gentleman got up, and I went and got back in line and went through the line, and I came back out, and he said to me, So how was it? And I said, fine. And he goes, well, good. He goes, well, I don't want to leave, you know, letting you think that I'm someone I'm not. And I said, okay. And he goes, I'm not really Peter's dad. And I said, okay. You know, I didn't know him. And he kind of winked at me. And then his wife came up, and she's like, you need to stop pestering this young lady, you know. And he goes, oh, I'm not. And I found out that he had gone to every event for days with his wife. He's never met any of you guys, but he's always gone and just sat there and waited while she waited in line. And she told me that was the meaning of true love.
Well,
so
yeah.
I had to tell you that. I just thought that was the coolest thing ever.
That is
amazing. It was kind of funny. But he goes, and then he goes, oh, by the way, he goes, but security believed I was Peter's dad because they let me sit there for over an hour. And I just thought that was really funny.
Well, you must have learned that. With all his experience, security giving him problems. Well, Peter's dad.
It's going to be a rash of people posing as your dad now.
My question is,
way to go,
profiling ratings again. But my question I had was, what do you do in your spare time? Like, what kind of hobbies do you have? Do you do, like, woodworking, or what do you do? Do you do any hobbies? Photography,
well,
anything?
I've always liked to work with my hands, and the house that we moved into is over 100 years old. So this past year, I have been pretty much working on I've been a carpenter, a painter, a roofer, a plumber, an electrician. So I've been really trying to put this house together. So that's what I've been doing. That and same old thing. I love to get out on my bike and get up into the mountains. So that's what I've been doing.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time, Peter, and I'm glad I got to speak to you again. And thanks, girls, for letting me call in. And I hope you I wish you the best, and enjoy your time off and, you know, with your family.
Thank you, and thanks for the story. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
Funny, Sandy.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Thanks, Sandy.
Bye.
That was a great story.
Yeah. This is Rose again. I had another question about the musical aspect of you and Kelly and Loden. I mean, obviously Kelly is very musical, and from the Brady Soiree stories I heard online, you are as well.
Yeah, you know, when you live with somebody who is an amazing musician, singer, songwriter, blah blah blah. I have since sort of gone, put my singing on back. I'm like, you know what? I'll just let you shine because you do, and I'm so proud of her because she's been on tour here the last month or so, and actually going out to this next week. She's going to be in Nashville and Madison, Tennessee, Birmingham, Alabama, Louisville, Kentucky. If you just go on Twitter, you'll find out where she's playing, because she's out where my peeps are, and I hope you guys show up and support her, because her new album is just astounding. And it is my daughter. I mean, we went to one of her shows here in close to LA, and Loden and I showed up, and between Kelly's sets, Loden got up and sang Mommy a song called Mommy in a Rainbow, Mommy in a Rainbow. And it was a song that she just made up in the moment, and it was so like, oh my God. So I'm going to have two singers in the family, I think.
Oh, no. It sounds like Loden got some singing in her, too.
Oh, yeah. She's been singing songs, and they're her songs that she just kind of makes up, and the melodies get more and more intricate, so it's like, whoa.
Natural songwriter.
Now she's in kindergarten, so they're really going to soar.
Yeah, exactly.
Does anybody play any musical instruments, like guitars and things?
Well, Loden's birthday, we had Loden's birthday party early because Kelly's going out on the road tomorrow. And we got her a pink violin. She had been asking for a violin for a couple of months, so we got her violin. So we'll be hearing that scratching coming up soon. Once we learn how to do that.
My daughter's first instrument was a pink violin, so I totally know what you're about to encounter.
when I was growing up, my brother, my older brother, played the clarinet, and yikes, that was pretty crazy.
Oh wow!
Talk about it sounding like a cat dying. It was like a clarinet in the hands of somebody who doesn't know how to use it is pretty scary.
Oh, dangerous.
Okay, let's go to another caller. If I can get it to work. Okay, we'll bring on Amelia here. There we go, Amelia. Hi, you're on with Peter.
Arnella?
Oh, Arnella, I'm sorry. That's my eyes.
It's okay. Hi, Peter, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I actually met you finally in California 2 years ago. I flew out from New Jersey to California. I've watched Days, my mother started watching Days Pregnant of Me. So I'm going to be 40 next month, so it's been a long time. I only know Days, that's all I know. And I have to say, it has been horrible to know that you're gone. Horrible feeling. I shouldn't say the show's horrible. It's just a horrible feeling to know that you're gone. And I would give anything to say, to hear you say that you'd go back, or when you'd go back anyway, because it's not the same without you. It's just, it's, the puzzle is just incomplete, and it's definitely missing. The show is still great. I mean, I'm actually watching it now, believe it or not, but it's just, you were, for me, you were the show. You and Hope together is just what made the show want to be watched every day.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate. I also, it's nice to hear that the show is still good because I haven't watched it, and it's nice to hear somebody say that it's a good show, even though Bo is missing.
It is. I mean, like I said, I mean, I miss you terribly personally. My kids make fun of me because they, I mean, when I actually said to my family that I have three boys, so I'm like outnumbered in my household, and when I said to them, guys, I said to my husband, I want to go see Days. It's coming to California. I thought they all looked at me like I had five heads. They're like, what? And I'm like, yes, I'm flying to California. This is my long life dream. I need to go. And it was funny because when I did go and I went there, and my kids all thought I was nuts that I was actually doing this. And actually, at one point, I was given the opportunity to ask you a question when they did the question and answers at the end. And I had asked you if you were at that time you were with Carly, and I had asked you if you were going back to Hope. And you hinted that you know you guys would be back together. Well, my kids thought that this was the funniest thing in the world. They could not get over that I was actually doing this. But the show is, I mean, I grew up with it, so I know nothing other than Days. And it is nice, but you are missed. I mean, you are tremendously missed. And God, how I wish you would say to me, you're going back. But I'm sure that right now you're enjoying your life with your daughter, and that's great. I think that's terrific. But you definitely are missed.
For you for getting out there and doing something you wanted to do. So many people don't take that initiative, and you know what? Screw it. I'm going to go do this because I don't care what anybody thinks. And I'm proud of you for taking that step and getting out there and doing it. And
well,
my
husband decided that if it wasn't going to happen, he would probably be the worst. I'd probably not speak to him for a very long time. So he's like, you need to go. And it was nice. It really did. And like the prior woman said, once we met you, and the rest of the cast, you feel even more closer to you. I mean, you've watched this. I've watched this show for so many years that you do feel like you're part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't help it. I mean, if you're watching the show 5 days a week, it took me a while to really understand that, how the depth of connection that people had with the show. But it makes sense when you spend so much time and emotions and passion with the show to have those kinds of feelings.
It really is. It's definitely amazing. Like I said, I commend you for you know, leaving and spending time with your daughter. I think that's terrific. I'm sure that doing the show has taken a lot of time away from your family, you know, because I'm sure that it has. But the fact that you, you know, you decided that it was time for you to dedicate yourself to the family, I think that to me makes you an even bigger man than I ever could have imagined, because that does take a lot. And I think that's really nice, and I'm sure that your daughter is enjoying every minute just as much as you are, I'm sure. But would you ever even think about coming back?
I don't know. It would depend on where the show is in a couple of years. I'm having a great time now, and, you know, I don't know the state of daytime right now and where Days of Our Lives will be. So I don't have any plans. It's just take one day at a time, see what happens.
Do you miss it? Do you miss, with, you know, being with Hope and all the other characters and everything?
There's lots of aspects of the show that I miss and have missed, and it's taken me, you know, a year and a half to get to the place where, you know, I'm fine. I don't think about it every day, and it's yes, I have to tell you that, yes, I do miss it. And have
do you still communicate with everyone?
No, not very much. They are very busy with their lives, and I was very fortunate that some of them came out to Kelly's show, her CD release party here in LA a couple of weeks ago, and we got another one, a show at the House of Blues here in Hollywood on November 1st, and a bunch of them are saying, yeah, and they're going to come out and party with me, but don't see him very much.
Well, they're all coming back now. They're doing the Day of Days again this year, because they hadn't done it for 2 years, but they're doing it again now, November 9th.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so I would have liked to come back again, but you're not going to be there.
No, not this time.
Not this time.
Maybe next time.
Maybe by the time they have it next time, let's keep our fingers crossed. But I won't take too much time. It was great hearing you, and again, I do wish you the best with your family. I think that's great. Any plans for another child, or just Logan is going to be the princess of the household?
Yeah, we're pretty happy with this family, right? we're good now.
They take a lot, trust me, I know. But again, I do wish you all the best in the world. You deserved it. You were excellent to watch on the show. You were excellent to meet in person. It was really nice, and I think you're great. So I would love to see you back, though, I have to be honest.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, and I wish you the best. I do, really do. God bless your daughter.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ornella.
Thank you.
Sweet. Hey, Peter, this is Anna. I had a real quick question for you. I think it's quick. I was just curious. I know that Lauren Coslow is a big, you know, big into the environment and preserve, you know, conservationists and everything. And I was just wondering if you guys ever traded tips or talked about that. You know, I know there were only certain times when Bo and Kate were in stories, you know, storylines together. So I don't know how much you even saw each other on set. But I was just curious if you ever talked about that topic with her.
Oh, yes, quite often. And we have an interesting connection, because when I was on Knott's Landing, her husband was my makeup artist.
Oh,
and,
my gosh!
Yeah, so we talk all the time. And, you know, and he's another person that I just admire tremendously, because he left Hollywood and, you know, they have a family. So he sort of did what I am doing, and he left, and he's out growing crops that are organic, I don't know, avocados and all sorts of things.
Really,
they have an organic farm. And actually, we keep saying, I keep asking, hey, can you guys invite me over so I can learn some things? Because they they're like 5 or 6 years ahead of me in getting to the organic vegetables and stuff like that. So I got to pick their brains.
Aw, that's cool. Yeah, you guys should definitely get together. They're so sweet. Lauren and Nikki are such sweet people. So.
I was
dying to ask you that, because I was curious if you guys had ever really had a chance to talk about that. So, okay, anyway, you can go back to the callers. I just wanted to get that in.
Anna's a big Lauren fan, if you haven't noticed, so we have to give Lauren a shout-out during every show.
Thank you for me. Well, I mean, you have to admit, you guys are probably the two biggest, well, as far as I know anyway, two of the biggest environmentalists on the, or I don't know if that's the right term, but I know that it's a passion for both of you. So mm-hmm. I thought, well, I wonder if they've ever just sat around and talked about that or compared notes or gotten tips from each other or traded ideas or things like that.
Yeah, we have. And actually, James is pretty conscious of the environment, too. And he's built a home in L.A. that is pretty sustainable. So he and I have also talked about several things, you know, about the environment.
Very
what
cool.
are some things
okay.
you could tell everybody that would be the best way that people could, like, you know, to save energy and to be, you know, go green, I guess?
Yeah,
sure,
well,
it's
funny because
we could do.
When I was on the show, I was also trying to keep up this, and people who were handling my fan clubs were helping me out. I had this easy to be green tips, and this morning actually, I was thinking, you know what, I got to get this back up again because I was taking the garbage out, and what I do with my garbage is, and I think most people do that is. You have a container in your house that has a plastic bag in it, and most people just wrap that plastic bag up and throw it in their garbage container outside. And the thing is those plastic bags, the earth, there's just way, way too many of those plastic bags. So what I do is I just I just take my garbage out and dump it out and keep using the same bag until it's got a hole in it or too dirty or too smelly, and then I throw it away. You can reuse those bags several times before you throw them in the garbage. And that would help the environment.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't thought of that.
There you go. There's one. And in the book, when you go to the grocery store, I see people pulling the plastic bags off to put their vegetables in. And I'm like, why are you doing that? I just throw the vegetables have been out in sort of lots of different containers getting to the store. Just throw it in your basket. And when you get home, you take a bottle of probably about a quarter of it vinegar and the rest of it clean water and spray it down and wash them off and then you're not carrying all those little bags home and throwing them away. No. Stop using plastic bags. There's ways you cannot use plastic bags if you think about it.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
Yeah, Seattle, they bring your own bags.
There you go.
Bring your own bags.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have a question from a listener. She's listening right now, and I guess you mentioned James, and she wants to know, how calling EJ Jr. came about. Was it something that the writers put in, or did you ad-lib it in there, or how did that end up happening?
That's his name. That's where the initials come from.
Oh, the Jr.
Well, I think she's wondering if it was a writer's choice, or was it your choice? Wait. To call him Junior.
Because Bo always called him Junior instead of Elvis or EJ.
That's something I always do, you know. Fancy Face, Mrs. H, Doc H. Everybody
it.
Some kind of name that I have.
You
kind of
had a nickname for everybody.
Yeah. So, you know, it was my way of trying to keep him in his place.
I had a question of, I have seen so many different bloopers throughout the years, and I'm just wondering what maybe some of your one of your favorite bloopers that you do to each other on set, April Fool's jokes or just a blooper with Mrs. H, you know, with Francis or something, you know, that didn't air obviously, but was just a blooper.
Well, there's just something that happened, like, pretty much all the time. Christian just throws things around, like suitcases, handbags, doorknobs, her hands, blah, blah, blah. Just didn't matter. Whatever was in her hand, somehow always hitting me in the balls.
Oh, no.
For the years of times we worked together, you could probably have a blooper reel that's 3 hours long of her whacking me in the nuts.
Oh, that would be a great gift. Somebody needs to get a gift of that.
Yeah,
we need to get that on air somewhere.
There he goes.
He's somewhere.
We're all going to YouTube after this.
Hey, listen, you guys, I got to take off. It's 8 o'clock, my daughter's bedtime.
Oh.
I got to go put her to bed.
So, thank you.
Thank you so
much. It's absolutely amazing being able to talk to you tonight.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, you guys are great, and this is fun, and it's nice to, you know, get out and talk to somebody. I haven't done this in so long.
We were just tickled that you agreed to do this with us. Thank you so much.
Hour went by pretty quick, didn't it?
Well, it does. And if you ever go back, you make sure you let us know. Okay.
We would love to have you on again sometime, anytime you want.
Right.
We've really enjoyed this hour. It's been fantastic.
Really.
And let everybody know what Kelly's playing out there in the Midwest, because once she gets a little bit bigger, then Kelly, you know, as far as her name and people coming to the shows, then Logan and I can travel with her and start visiting with people around the country.
Yeah, that would be fun. What's the name of Peter? Since I was screening calls, I missed some of the conversations. But what's the name of her current album that's coming out or that's out?
Well, you can get it on iTunes right now. If you just, I guess, I'm not really sure because I haven't done it yet, but I think if you just go on iTunes and plug in Kelly Moneymaker, if you just go on my Twitter, fans and her fans put the iTunes handle or whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say, she tweets it out quite often to the links.
Great. Okay, I just wanted to make sure we got that out there for everybody that's listening.
On the Twitter, they also put up, you know, where she's playing and stuff like that. So hopefully she'll have a tour bus big enough pretty soon that Loden and I can go out with her.
That would be awesome. Well, take care. Thank you so much.
You guys have been very sweet. I really, really appreciate the invite.
Thanks, Peter.
Have a good evening.
All right, you too. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.